Healthcare.gov seems to be working just fine now, but now how are those insurance companies handling all the new customers? Some not so well, turns out. Carol Gentry with Health News Florida reports on problems at Florida's largest health insurer.
He thinks he's still 24, but his knees don't agree anymore. We are here for you.
When this Florida Blue Jingle says, we are here for you. But are they? Many fuming customers say no. They've been leaving snarky posts on Florida Blue's Facebook page complaining that they paid their premiums in December but still don't have an ID card. They're tired of wasting hours on the phone or online trying to get the Florida Blue computer system to recognize them and spit out a member number. One of those who has issues is Mary Beth Neely of Clearwater, an oceanographer who is 48. She's between jobs, so she's on her own for health insurance. In early December, she found a Florida Blue plan on healthcare.gov that offered a lot better coverage than she had for less money than she was paying. She paid the premium, but somehow the Florida Blue computer didn't notice. So she paid again. She got a confirmation number, but she's still waiting.
Right now, I'm putting off procedures, waiting until I can get the paperwork in order.
There are many people in the same fix. They raise a question. Has Florida Blue bitten off more than it can chew? The company, which used to be called Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida before rebranding itself last year, jumped into health reform whole hog. It offers 76 different plans in every county of the state at healthcare.gov. In fact, Florida Blue offers more health plans by itself than all other companies combined. Florida Blue's spokesman declined the opportunity for an interview, but they sent an email saying the company is working diligently to process the high volume of enrollments that are coming in through the marketplace. The company says it has added staff and extended service hours at both the call centers and retail centers. And they're putting out the message, we are here for you, or cuenta con nosotros. Those commercials drive John Challoner of Miami up the wall, since he says the company can't handle the members it already has.
I have a business. I would not be running commercials to get more customers if I could not handle the back office.
Challoner enrolled in a Florida Blue top-of-the-line platinum plan through an insurance agent and paid for it December 18th.
So after January 1st, I had not received anything, any notice, any email, anything, and I says, where's my card? And after a couple of days, it became really clear that there was a big problem. And finally, after calling Florida Blue maybe 20 or 30 times, and each time sitting on the phone maybe an hour, 2 hours, they finally seemed to have not received my payment, although it was on my credit card. So I decided to make the payment again.
He still didn't get his card or number, so he called the state health insurance complaint line.
They said, are you calling about the problems at Florida Blue? So I said, oh, boy. Obviously, you know that there's a big problem. They said, oh, yes, everybody calling is calling about Florida Blue.
Challoner, who's 51, says he has owned a number of businesses.
I think the problem is they're so totally overwhelmingly overloaded, which I don't quite understand because they knew this wave of, you know, insurance orders were coming. I mean, how could you not be prepared for this?
What happens when they actually, somebody comes?
They don't, no one seems to know anything. They said, we don't see anything in our system. There's an office here in Miami, North Miami. I even drove to the Florida Blue office.
That didn't help either.
They were not properly staffed. The insurance agency told me that everyone is so frustrated because computer system that they use, I guess they have access to Florida Blue's computer system that has worked flawlessly for years and years, all of a sudden is a big mess.
Have you had to go without anything like meds or...
I have no medication right now.
To be clear, both Challoner and Neely say their beef isn't with the Affordable Care Act. They couldn't get a decent health policy at any price before January 1st, so their new Florida Blue plans will offer better coverage and cost less, if only they can get their cards. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry.
Learn why some state lawmakers are considering an exception to the state's law against medical marijuana. And are the drug use rules changing for high school athletes? Get the latest stories on your health from our website, healthnewsflorida.org.